Blog Talk Radio.
Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have admiration.
And crime is just Miss Lee J. She's on vacation right now, but I'm gonna hold it down. Gonna have a good time tonight, you know, play some nice, relaxing music and just kind of get you in the mood. So, for those tuning in, for those checking out the ride, the show, you know, it was about the adult talk, the grown zone, yeah, as you want to say it, you know. That's what the show is all about, you know. Myself and Lady J, we got to keep that vibe, that exclusive adult experience. But enough about that. How was your week? Had a hard week, you know. How was things going with you? As your job, with your family, with your loved ones, with your family. But sometimes you kind of get in that deep thought, that deep zone to yourself when you sometimes have to think, like, wow. That person's special. When I say special, we got to relate to those that mean a lot to us in our lives, those that influence our life. You know, we're talking to those people. You know, we're talking to those who need time alone to reflect on thoughts, because sometimes you got to take yourself away from madness to kind of understand where you're going. Whether it's a relationship you're about to get into, whether it's a relationship you're in, or something that you're coming out of, you look for something new. But you got to look at it. You know, I kind of changed the groove. You know, of course, Lady J was like, listen, oh, you changed the background. It's all good. It's all good. But, you know, that's that little junior baby, kind of keep that mood. But tonight's topic is Along With You. So this is the NAS special. I'm going to try to hold down for Miss Lady J. It's not about stats. It's about a man just talking to you, virtually nasty, just trying to reach out to you and get you to kind of go on the deep thought. You know, I came with this topic Alone With You. I reflect a lot of times on things that's around me, you know, those I love, my lady, my family, and I reflect on those things. I reflect on what's going to make me a better man to be in a better relationship. I look at the things that I do that, things that I do to become better. You know, I mean, I'm not perfect, and I ask for help. And fellas, let me be something. You got to ask. You got to open your mouth. When the ladies are talking to you or your significant other is saying something to you, listen. Don't just hear them. Listen. And if they think you're not listening, acknowledge them. Let them talk. You know, I've been guilty myself. Let them talk. Let them explain how they feel. Let them explain it. Let them get off their chest. But that's what it's all about. You know. And when you do that and you open up that dialogue, it's remarkable. But I'm going to keep telling you a little more about this alone with you thing. I just got a text, okay. Oh, okay, shout out to Connecticut tuning in. You know, Connecticut, I hear you loud and clear. So, whoo, oh, this is my part right here. Let it ride. Yeah, this is right here. I'm sorry, I'm having a moment. Yeah, that's what you want to hear, but it's all good. When you're alone, take the time to think about when you have those conversations with that special someone. Take the time to, you alone, to pay attention to details. So what I want you to do right now, those who listen to the show, close your eyes. Think about that person, that significant other. What makes them special to you? That's what I mean by being alone with you and your thoughts. Because if you're not analyzing and really looking at the details, and you take time to meditate and put yourself in that zone, oh, man. And then you come back like, you know what, baby, I was thinking about you. I thought about what you had on the night before last. Or, listen, you was getting dressed. I like that dress on you. That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. It's being alone with your thoughts. Being alone, reflecting on that special someone. So tonight, we're going to go into some of the music flow, that flow that's going to just keep you in that zone. We're going to go on to some music to kind of make you reflect. So, you know, I want you to enjoy yourself. The lines is open. But tonight is about the music. I'm going to talk a little bit from a male's perspective. And hopefully the ladies can chime in. I, you know, got it. People are texting me now. They listen to the show. Appreciate you. Connecticut. I hear you. I see you. Philadelphia. South Jersey. Okay. Atlanta. All right. We're going to keep it. Okay. All right. Listen. I got another text in the email. A text. Okay. It's a text in the email. Same person hit me up twice. Don't worry. I got you. So really kick it off. Without no further ado, we want to get into this. And, you know, they say, well, can you play that song along with you? And I think it's only appropriate because I listen to the words. I'm going to take you back on this little ride this for about an hour and a half. And we're going to get into this zone right here. So I want everyone to just relax and enjoy the ride. And once again, I welcome everyone to the Relation Slow Jam and Adult Talk Show with Mr. Nas and, of course, Lady J. Welcome.
Hope you got a strong back. When you get all that man and release all that that's been built up for 35 years, just wanting and wanting and wanting, whoo, might make your head blow off.
Always be my day. I told you I'm a Jammed Mixtape Show on Shadow World Radio.
Yes, we are back. We are back in the building. Once again, we had a experience with some new addition. We dropped some Mickey Howard, and we had some Karen White and Babyface. But yeah, good music, good times. A lot of music to make you reflect. But like I said, once again, just tuning in, I see you. I see New York, New Jersey, and of course, my partner in crime, holding down. He's on vacation. For those tuning in, this is the Relation Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show with your truly, Mr. Bass, and of course, my co-host, the lovely Miss Lady Day. And today's topic is Alone With You. You know, I started the show just talking about how in relationships, you have to listen. You have to also just listen. Hear and listen to that special someone. You got to hear them out. You know, you got to hear everything they all about. That started the show. And then taking the time to reflect on what that person is telling you. And the part of meditating and reflecting what they said, you know, I mean, not in a negative sense, because sometimes we as individuals or people in general, we reflect on things that's negative, and this puts us in a bad and dark place. But sometimes you can reflect and be alone with your thoughts and be alone with what people say, and just at the time to happen, it just gives you a smile. Have you ever had that smile? You remember, oof, man, I remember when we used to do this, or I remember there's something about what he had on, or the cologne he may have wore, or that dress she wore, or maybe just the something that somebody made to make your day feel good. But it's even more better when they tell you that, and you have a chance to be to yourself, and you thought about it, and you smiled. I'm not talking a little smile, a big damn smile. But that's what the show is all about, being alone with you, being alone with that person. And we're going to have a discussion. You know, I'm just going to talk to you. All right. Whew. So, my apologies. It appeared we had a little technical difficulties. For those just tuning in, once again, my apologies, deepest apologies for the technical difficulty we had. You know, we hopefully it's remedied right now, you know, so I'm going to get with the board people. But we've been back on the topic. We're back. I'm sorry. But I hope you had an opportunity to just kind of groove to the beat, you know, do me, baby. So things happen like this, unfortunately, when you're doing stuff like that. So hopefully we are in a better place right now. Now, allow me to get back to this conversation of talking to you, you know, and talking about from a male's perspective and how we as people have to learn to love ourselves. Now, the discussion tonight is about the importance of love. In loving yourself, you have to kind of understand where you at in life. And what I mean by that, where you at in life, you have to kind of embrace the fact that you can't put other people above you without yourself. Because, you know, if you put other, forget about the, and the most important factor of someone. Prove you. And a person, you know, no woman wants a weak man. You know, but no, you know, it's okay to be weak at times, but no woman, nobody, your significant other is not going to want a weak person. And what I mean by that, it's not like physical weakness. It's a weakness of not understanding yourself. That you have to love yourself in order to embrace somebody else. And, you know, and I'm going to say that again. I just got a text. Okay, I hear you. I hear Brick. Hear my voice. Like I said, when you love yourself and you show pride in yourself, it's a difference being cocky and being arrogant. But when you love yourself and you love the things you do, that makes you have pride in what you do, pride in how you dress, pride in how you carry on, how you communicate with that special someone. Those are key and strong factors and essential factors in loving someone else. Because, you know, I see this time and time again. You know, I've been around people. I talk from experience. I talk from people that's gone through it. They've poured so much of their self into an individual without even getting to know that individual. And they lost track of their self. You can't lose track of yourself. You can't. You know, and you have to understand your worth so they can appreciate you more. You know, sometimes people, you know, sometimes people want to know that they have someone that loves themselves, you know? And I truly mean that. You know, someone that is worth having is going to appreciate who you are. You know, I got a couple of listeners. You know, they just right now they're grooving on the vibe. I'm waiting on a friend of mine to call in, and I want to kind of hear her opinion, her voice on this show. But you know, we talk. You know, a couple of friends, you know, out there, we talk about loving yourself, and you know, is it possible to be alone with yourself, love yourself before you love another? It's been debated, but it always came back to loving yourself. And, you know, to truly love yourself and appreciate you, you got to be alone with your thoughts. Not so much being alone, sometimes always physical, but, you know, being alone to understand where you stand in your life right now. And you have to assess where you want to go, assess the things that makes you happy. You know, let me say that. You know, things not going to be perfect, but you have to assess what makes you happy, what you're willing to compromise with. I'm not saying settle, because you shouldn't settle, but compromise with. And when you're alone with your thoughts and you took the time to think this through, you thought about the things that makes you happy, about the things that make you sad, when you thought about the things that made you just like, oh, I can't do that, it's amazing. It's amazing when you are alone with yourself. I mean, you know, if you're alone with yourself doing things, it's your business, you know. You know, I'm just saying. It's just that flow right there. But with that being said, I want to give my partner, you know, a call. I just got a text, you know, she's going to be calling in. You know, got a couple people calling in. Once again, the guest line is 646-478-4507. Now, okay, Florida, I got you. All right, Florida, I know you're tuning in. You're checking out the show. So the number's there. Give us a call. Tonight's topic, along with you. So once again, those who tune in to the Relationship Slow Jams Adult Talk Show, Shadow Wars Radio, and Blog Talk Radio. Now, I believe I got my caller in. Let me see. I'm just going to bring – I usually screen the calls behind the scenes, but let me see if I can take this. Welcome to the Relationship Slow Jams Adult Talk Show. Who we have online?
Hello, sweetie. How are you?
Okay. We got my partner in crime right here. No, let me say in crime. Let me say we have my co-host, the one and only, the lovely Miss Lady J. What is going on?
Hi, Mr. Wonderful.
Okay, okay.
Yes,
okay,
yes. I love your plug. I couldn't completely abandon you without calling you.
No,
say hi.
It is okay. No, it's all right. How's the vacation?
The vacation is wonderful. I am having a wonderful time in downtown beautiful Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And
okay.
It is wonderful. I am eating lots of food. I am learning words. Yeah, I'm eating lots.
Well, I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Actually, I'm having a blast. I'm having a blast.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to you.
Listen. Before, you know, I got to get your opinion on this before we go. You know, before I let you go to do what you do, tonight's topic is alone with you. And, you know, you see, I put the picture, the marketing picture. You know, you see me, I put it up there. I had to. I was alone. Tonight's topic is alone with you. And I just kind of touched a little bit. Let me bring you up to speed. I kind of touched on it. It's not ready yet. I just touched on the topic about understanding being alone with yourself. What I mean by that is having an open discussion about the importance of loving yourself first before you love someone else. And, you got it. And I touched on how you talk to, you know, you talk to your spouse, significant other, about things that you go through in life, and taking the time to listen to them, but also take that same time to be alone and reflect and meditate on what he or she or they have told you, whether it's loved ones, family, friends. Just sometimes you got to love yourself, and being alone with yourself, it's okay. It is all right. Because some people, I touched on another show, Everyone Talk Show, big shout out to Miss Uli Wells. We talked about not jumping into another relationship after you come out of one. And it's okay to be alone with yourself first before you do that. But
I totally agree. I think what happens is that sometimes we're afraid to be alone with our own thoughts, just to be alone with ourselves. And, you know, sometimes it's forced upon you. You don't have a choice. And I think when you have those moments, you really need to sit down. You know, we've said on this show time and time again that the hardest conversation you ever have to have is with yourself. Because, you know, you can't continue to lie to yourself and not be true to yourself and then expect everyone else to be true to you. You know, whatever you're giving or whatever you're wanting, you have to give that to yourself first. So you've got to give yourself love. You've got to give yourself respect. You've got to, you know, be honest and true with yourself so that you can get it from others. Because if you can't give all that to you, how do you know when somebody's giving it to you or not? You can't demand something of someone that you won't demand of yourself for yourself. You know, and sometimes we are made to sit in a corner and, you know, not have somebody or not be around somebody, and it can be the most gratifying time in the world I've kind of been going through that for the last maybe 2 years or so, 2 or 3 years or so,
mm-hmm.
and it has been the best time of my life. I tell people that in this time, I have learned more about me and about life than I ever have. My perspective is different. The way I see things and people and my own life and my own self are very different than they would have been before this time came about for me. So I'm really loving it, and I'm really loving me. And that may sound conceited and selfish, but it's really not. If you can't love you, if you can't complete you, how do you expect somebody else to do it? Because you can't even tell them what you need. You can't tell them what
okay.
you want because you don't know.
Mm. Good point. Excellent. Excellent. Excellent point. You know, I had to get you to chime in. You know. I had to get you to chime in on that, but you're absolutely correct. I mean, you know, it's amazing because I got a couple of texts from friends that people I know from the job, and just, you know, some of our regular listeners, they was tech, you know, tech chime in. They was like, "Oh, you running, you on Dolo tonight?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's all good." You know, I'm gonna bring that back in YOLO. You only live once, you know, but it helps me. This is therapeutic to me because it allows me to think a little bit more and get more in depth.
Absolutely. Well, I am so proud of you. Always got your back. Do your thing.
Okay. Now, first of all, let me ask you. You know, usually you're my sound check person behind the scenes. Is everything sound clear?
I can hear you perfectly.
How's it?
It's a little raggedy on my end because I have horrible perception down here.
Uh-huh.
But you sound great. My hotel is in we've got like firewalls and all kinds of. But I got an amazing view from the Mississippi that I will share with you.
Take pictures.
I could bring back all the food. Oh my gosh, the food is wonderful. The people are so nice and so sweet and so hospitable. I stick out like a sore thumb as soon as I open my mouth. but I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, I have gone to everything from a really great authentic Mexican restaurant to a little hole in the wall that sells poor boy sandwiches. So it has been good the last few days. So,
well, listen, I'm not
going to
hold up too much. But we know we're gonna hear you. So, listen, when you get back, just knock yourself out. Don't be.
I will. Oh, trust me when I tell you, they will know I've been here. They will definitely know. They'll be like that Jackie woman. We don't know. If we want her back.
everything's all good.
Just playing that Trey Songz song, Neighbors Know My Name. Yeah, that's kind of how that's going.
You know what? Listen,
I
you
love
do
you.
You once again. Listen, love to you.
You guys hold my baby down. Join in the conversation with him. And
okay.
I will talk to you when I get back.
I'm having a little problem.
Take care, you guys.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, we'll
that's
be loud
perfect.
And clear.
Don't,
but listen.
Don't move.
Okay,
Where
I'm
you are,
thinking,
don't move.
I'm
just
thinking.
Sit still. I don't care if you
okay,
got to have one butt
clear,
on the
right
chair
now.
And one butt check off the chair. Just stay right there, so that's perfect.
All right, awesome. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Lady J, and yours is Mr. Nash. I'm going to bring my friend online, and you enjoy the rest of that day.
I will. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Now, I know she's on hold, but I'm going to bring on a friend of mine. I believe we have Charisse online. What's going on, Charisse?
Hello.
Hey, Cherise, what's going on?
Nothing. What's going on?
Can you?
Happening.
Nothing too much. Listen, you know, thank you for calling to the show. You know, we talk behind the scenes, but the tonight's topic, I just want to get your opinion, you know. You know, I want to hear a woman's perspective. Tonight's show is about being alone with yourself, loving yourself before you love others. I know we talk behind the scenes about it. I just need to hear from a woman's perspective for our listeners. I got some listeners from in Orlando, yeah, of course, New York, New Jersey, and I got some down south. They're chiming in, but I just want to hear a woman's point of view. What is a woman's point of view? What is your point of view on loving yourself before you love somebody else?
Well, you definitely have to love yourself first before you can love someone else or receive love from someone else, because if you don't love yourself, then they can't love you either. Because, if, you know, what is it to love about you if you don't even love yourself? So you definitely have to be in tune with who you are and what you want and what you're going to accept and what you're not going to accept. You know, we have to take our time when we get out of one relationship before we get into another relationship and, you know, review what went wrong and what you could have done better, or, you know, what you could have done differently to make that relationship work.
Okay.
You know,
okay. Now you said
you keep having failed relationships.
Okay. Now you said something about accepting certain things. I mean, what do you mean by, you know, what you're willing to accept? What do you mean by that?
Well, there are some things that, you know, that happens in relationships that, you know, you may not want to accept. You know, there are people out there who want you to accept them as, you know, who they are, and, you know, you are supposed to accept people who they are, but if you're not, if that's not what you want, then you can't stay in it, you know, so if you're not willing to accept, you know, you have people who want relationships that are just behind the scenes, or, you know, they want to date you just in the house and things like that. Is that something you're going to accept? No, I'm not going to accept it. You know.
Oh, that. I hear you. So let me ask you a question. I mean, all right, you know, you've been around, you know, you've been around men. Is it important to you that a man loves himself? He shows, I mean,
that he loves himself and shows what? You probably say that again. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. What you said?
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I'm asking, like, is it important to you that a man displays that he loves himself, or shows that he loves himself? Not being cocky, but shows a certain love and pride for himself. Is that important?
Oh, definitely. You want someone that loves himself, because you don't want a man that's just going to accept everything that you're willing to give out or dish out either. You don't want somebody that's just going to, you know, jump for everything that you're going to do. So, of course, he has to have some type of love for himself and, you know, have ground rules and, you know, things, you know, what he's willing to accept. He has to have his own agenda of what he's looking for in the relationship.
Okay. Well, listen, Cherise, it's always, you know, we definitely talk outside of here. I was glad that you called to hear your perspective. I had a couple other people that called in and chimed in on the topic. You're more than welcome to do listen online. It sounds like you're out and about working and moving, because that you're doing your thing always.
No, I'm home. I just have my window open, you know, so I had to close it because I know you hear the fuck. But
no, it's all good. I'm gonna go to the next music break. But do you have any comments you want to say before I go to the next break? Music break.
Women, we just have to, you know, empower each other and love ourselves. And a man's going to accept you for who you are, and he's going to change because he loves you. He's not going to change because you love him. So we just have to love ourselves enough and, you know, and empower each other, you know, not put each other down. We have to uplift each other and be our sister's keeper.
No, that's well said. You know, well, listen, you're more than welcome. I mean, I'm gonna mute you now as I play the next set. You know, eight minutes. I go to the next music set. You're more than welcome. You want to chime in? I got some women chiming in. Okay, I got a text. Okay, somebody said, you go, girl. Tell them. You know, but that's, hey, look, that's real talk. That's real talk. Okay, who is this from? She's from, actually, okay, we got Buffalo. I done bumped into some people in Buffalo while I was at work. You know, it's over up there, but it's all good. But anyway, we're going to go to a music set. You know, you're more than welcome just to listen to the show, and you want to chime in after the music set? Let's see,
okay.
Is
I'll
it okay?
Call back, and, I'm going to
okay.
have someone else come on with me.
Okay,
right.
Okay. Listen, it's about loving yourself. So, one thing, thanks to Sharice, and let me talk to you.
Okay.
All right, no doubt. One again, with talk show with yours truly, Mr. Nass, and we're going to get a ride as we go to the next set.
You are now in the Relation Slow Jam Mixtape Show on Shadow World Radio.
And out of that contradiction against unfathomable odds, it's you. Only you that emerged. It is still so specific.
This is the Relation Slow Jam Mixtape Show with DJ.
We were holding hands in the park. We had to hurry home before it's dark. I can't wait to see my luck. See your smile in the sun. I guess I couldn't wait. It's good. Oh, baby. See your pretty face. I've got to stay cool. Break it down.
Girl, don't leave me.
Don't leave me.
Yeah.
be here for you.
Girl, don't leave me. Don't leave me.
It's just me and you.
We are back. Little interlude right there. You heard a little Tevin Campbell, and we brought it back strong with some Jagged Edge. Once again, welcome to the Relations Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show with your host, Mr. Naz. Of course, my co-host, Lady J. Lady J, right now, doing her thing, having fun, relaxing. She's not alone, but She's doing her damn thing. Got a couple texts while we was going. I mean, just a quick on every Tuesday, you can check out the Every Woman Talk Show with the host, our very own Miss Uli Wells. And of course, you got every Wednesday, you got yours truly, Naz, and of course, my co-host, Lady J. We bring some of the adult talk, music from yesterday and today, slow jams, just kind of make it in the middle of the week, that hump week, just kind of get you through there a little bit. And every Friday, we have the Man of Strong Male panel of men talking about things and then current events, things that affect our today's man. So it's a good also learning tool for a lot of our young males out there, and hear how men can come to a panel and have difference of opinion but come with very strong solutions. So that goes down here at Shadow Worlds Radio. So once again, welcome everybody. But tonight's topic, alone with you, loving yourself. But I'm going to bring a friend of mine, Sharice, back online. Sharice, you with us?
Yes,
Sharice,
I'm here.
You back with us? Yeah. Oh. Well, Sharice is a friend of mine, you know. We work together. I'm not going to say the job we work at because people don't even know that yet. But they don't need to know that, the other side. But we got listeners. And a nice topic, we talked about being alone with yourself. And we talked about how important it is for a man and a woman to love themselves. You kind of left it off as women, and you know, and I got a couple of you go girl texts. You know, it's all good, it's okay. You talked about how women need to empower themselves, you know, empower themselves and understand their worth. And I thought that was an important, you know, thing to say before, we, you know, at the end of the break. I'm just drop this down a little bit here. Fix his music. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you kind of left off of Sharice talking about women empowering themselves and women loving themselves more. Can you elaborate a little bit more? I mean, because we do have some young audience that listen to the show. When they kind of get their little groove on their hump week, you know, hump day. But can we talk to those young ladies out there, and even some of our young fellas, from a woman's perspective, about loving yourself before you loving somebody else? I mean, just from your point of view, you kind of left us off like that.
Well, just from my own past experience, it took me a long time to get where I'm at. You go through a lot of different trials and errors and things, you know, in life. Things happen, you know, but you can't dwell on what happened to you. You have to move past that, and in order to move past that, first of all, you got to put God first. And once you put God first, everything else will fall into place, and you'll begin to love yourself more and more and more. And the more you love yourself, the more people around you are going to love you, because you're not just willing
That's
to
right.
accept anything, you know, it was a time where, you know, where you want to fit in, so you'll do whatever you need to do to fit in with people, and you don't need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to be yourself and allow people to fit in with you. You know, they'll catch up to who you are. Let them love you for who you are.
Mm.
You can lose yourself
point.
If you don't love yourself. You know, because you'll be
good point. I that's a good point.
Yeah,
you know what you said. I want to hold you right there on that. What you just said about losing yourself. I got somebody just hashtagged on our Twitter account, loving yourself. It got an 8 on that. I like the fact how you. Some people need to understand faith. You know, not everybody has faith. You know, like I know, Sharice. Not everybody has faith, but you got to have some type of groundwork, some foundation. And I think faith is, you know, whether you're Muslim, whether you're Christian, whether you're Jewish, what, you know, having that foundation in yourself. And like you said, take you to who you are. And for me personally, having faith, because sometimes, like you said, we as people, we are constantly, you know, you want to be with somebody. They may look attractive. They may be, you know, whatever case may be, you know, but they can be an ugly person. But You got to love yourself before you lose yourself. And like you said, I thought it was a very good point using faith and also loving yourself before you lose yourself. I thought that was awesome. You know, I had to comment that because that was great because I'm looking at that amen hashtag from my Twitter. So I think that was a great point.
Yeah, because it's very easy to lose who you are when you're trying to be somebody, you know, that you're not to please someone else. And then, you know, once that relationship over, who are you? Who are you now?
You're right.
And so you will.
No, you're right.
You have to stay grounded. You have to stay in prayer. You have to have that faith. You have to have faith. If you don't have faith in God, you're not going to make it in this world. You really will not.
Mm-hmm. No, true. Now let me ask you this much. Now I got a friend. He's an officer in Newark. He's Brick City 911. He just texted in. How do you talk to those people that on the outside they appear strong? On the outside they appear. I'm reading his. He sent me a personal email. How do we talk to those people who appears to be strong? But they really don't love themselves because they're trying to be so much what other people think they are or expect to be, you know. And read this, okay, person. How do we talk to those people who appear strong but to appease everybody else or meeting some status quo readiness, meeting some type of status quo that they don't know how to someone else? How do we talk to those people, from your opinion?
Well, you just got to keep it real. I find that keeping it real with people works a lot better than, you know, telling them what they want to hear. So you just got to keep it real with them, mm-hmm. be open, honest. Sometimes, you know, people are afraid to share their life story or things that they've been through so that others, you know, thinking that someone's going to judge them by that. But, you know, you just got to keep it real. And, you know, sometimes if you're talking to somebody, you see them going, you know, you see them doing this, like if he knows someone that's not keeping it real with themselves and trying to appease other people, he just needs to tell them straight up and, you know, let them know. Now, how they take it is on them, but at least you are being a friend and telling them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. So, I mean, that's the only way you can talk to them and just pray for them. You know, I don't know if he's talking about, you know, trying to talk to them to be in a relationship with them. That's going to be difficult because you're not going to get the real person if they're being fake. So, and not loving themselves and they're trying to appease someone else, you're not going to be able to get in a real relationship with them anyway. Because if they're not loving themselves, you can't love them.
Right, of course. No, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, and even if, you know, here's my thing. If you... Like, all right, say, for example, you're courting someone or you're trying to get to know someone and you notice that person put a little extra on it or they're doing something. It just seems not comfortable. I think that as a person, like if you're getting to know someone new, and I'm talking to those who's maybe been in a relationship and is coming out of a relationship and they're not saying they're looking, but maybe someone's got their attention. I'm talking to you. I mean, I'm talking to those, not to you, Sharice. I'm just talking to those people that listen to the show. They're putting a little too much extra on it. Ladies, I'm gonna be honest with you. Tell that man, relax. Be who you are. Be who you are. Don't try to be something you're not to appease her. Because at the end of the day, it's come out who you really are to that woman or that significant other. So ladies, please tell a man you're not going to hurt his feelings. If anything, you're helping him. You're helping him. And if it's meant to be, it's going to happen. So, ladies, talk to that man. Tell that man, fellas, I know some of y'all don't want to hear it, but it's just being honest and 100. You know, if a woman tells you that, she's a keeper. Because you know what? She's woman enough to let you know and not bite her tongue. She's not going to let you be a fool and act like a fool or try to do something. Because, you know, first of all, any woman that's going to sit there or your significant other or person that you're interested in is going to allow you to just kind of masquerade who you really are, and that's not who you are. She's just as phony. I mean, I'm just being very honest with you. So, fellas, if you got somebody being honest with you, don't shoot them down. You know, listen to that woman. You know, listening. I talked about it at the top of the show. Listen to when they talk. Listen when someone's talking to you. You know, you know, when you also listen to people, or when people being real with you, as you would say, Sharice, take the time to think about what they say. Don't respond right away. Think about it. Let it marinate. And how about this, fellas? You know, I'm talking to some of the fellas because I got a couple of people that need some advice. Fellas, if you're trying to court someone, or you with your lady, or you're trying to get to know someone, pay attention to the details. Now, listen to what she says. Don't like repeat back right away what she says. Maybe the next day. Say, you know what? Listen, I heard what you said. Or, listen, I noticed you look really nice in this the other day. Because what happened is when you take the time to kind of remember the details about the conversation, or what she or he had on, or maybe some you know, minute, small detail, you let her know that you took the time to be alone, think about that happy moment, things that made you happy about that individual, and repeat it back to them. I guarantee they make them smile, because that means that you've been paying attention. That means you took the time to pay attention. So, you know, fellas, just a little hint to you. You know, just try that sometimes. What do you think about that, Sharice? If a man pays attention to you and he tells you maybe about a day or two later, like, you know what, you had this on this day, your hair was this way, or I like what you said here. Is that kind of a turn on? Is that, you know, is that good? You tell me.
Paying attention, you're interested. It's definitely a turn on. Every woman likes attention, and especially likes to be noticed, especially with something. If she got dressed up and had her hair done differently, she wants you to notice that. Because most of the time we're doing it to make you attract more attractive, or keep your attraction to us. So,
okay.
We want to hear that. We need the feedback, and you'll get more.
Okay. Now, what about women? Now, what about women to men? I mean, let's swing it around now. Is it important for a woman to?
Yeah, you look good. I want my man to look good. So, I mean, I'm telling you, you know, you smell good, you look good. I'm going to tell you. You know?
Okay,
and,
okay.
I mean, it's important to compliment each other in the relationship. Because I think men need this as much as women need. You know, it's not just the women that need. Men need it too. And I recently found out a lot, just a lot about how men are and how fragile men really are. We think that men
we're fragile. Yes, we are.
But they are very fragile. And we have to understand that also. You know?
Yes, so we are fragile. Yes. Yes, we are. We are fragile creatures at times. Yes, we are. I gotta admit to it. My feelings do get hurt, but you know we try to throw a fake facade, like we're tough. But you know what? That's what this show is. This why this topic, this show is kind of important. Well, not kind of. It is actually very important, because we as men gotta sometimes check ourselves. We gotta sometimes get into our own zone and say, you know what? I know my weakness. I know my strengths and my weaknesses. And you got to acknowledge, you got to own it. Once you own it with yourself, inside yourself, it will make you much more acceptable and more compatible with that person that you want to be with, because you're comfortable with who you are. You're like, you know what, it's okay. So you know what, woman said, oh man, you dropping a tear. No, I'm dropping a tear because, you know, I'm happy. You know, I'm dropping these tears. It's not because I'm a punk. It's just, I'm happy. Can I be happy? And,
well,
and if you have to justify
that
to somebody,
that's
crazy.
I don't want a man that can't cry, because that man that can't cry, he's going to whoop your butt.
Because he'd have held it in so damn long.
Yeah, that's some abusive men that don't cry. Cry, baby, cry. Because I don't want you to put your hands on me. Let's take this another way.
That's right.
Lay your head on my shoulder.
We're going
to figure this out. But
because
I don't want you putting your hands on me. Now, that's a whole other situation.
No, I know that's right. Let me ask you this, Sharice. Now, is it important now, you know, we talked about, you know, I know I talked to the show before you called in, and we talked about a little bit for the last segment how, you know, man and woman communicating and loving yourself and all. Now, let's get to the part of those who are just content with being alone. I mean, it's not saying in a relationship, because you got some people say, you know what, I'm comfortable with being alone. Is that okay? Or is that something wrong with that person?
I just really feel like, me personally, my opinion, I feel like that's a lie, because I don't think anyone, any human wants to be alone. Everybody wants companionship. You know, so I just can't see, and I don't think I'm going to be ever be comfortable with saying I'm content with being alone. Now, I'm content with being alone right now, but I'm not going to say that, oh, I don't want, or, you know, want to get into a relationship at some point. But you could be content with your time, you know, your space now. If that's where you are right now in life, you can be content with what you have. But I can't see somebody saying, like, I'm fine just being by myself, and, like, they don't never want to be in a relationship. Now, that, to me, is a complete lie, because everybody wants to be in some type of relationship.
You know, I think that's a strong amen.
Being alone is not healthy. It's not healthy for anyone.
No, listen. Say that again.
Yeah,
you become a hermit. You become a hermit. You know, I think there's times when you can be alone to...
Right, definitely.
You have to reflect. You have those moments. You have to reflect. You got to reflect. I mean, to me personally, just... I agree with you to the sense about it's important, you know, to be in a relationship. It's healthy. It helps a lot of things. But I also believe that it's equally important to allow a person to be alone. Now, even if you were in a relationship, check this out.
I was about to say
now,
that.
Say
there's
some times when you're alone now. There's some times when a woman just wants time to themselves. You know, it was me time, man too. Allow that person to have that me time. Don't be overbearing, and you're trying to get to know somebody. You'll scare them the hell away.
Yeah. Well, what I was saying, you know, about as far as, you know, it's okay to be alone. That's what people need to understand. It is okay to be alone. You don't have to get out of one relationship and rush into another relationship just to not be alone. It's okay to take that time and be content with being alone at that moment. But to say that you never want to be in a relationship, like, I'm good by myself, I don't want no more relationships. No, that's not healthy. That's a depression. You're depressed, because there's no way that any human being wants to be alone. God didn't make us to be alone. So
that's right.
That's why he created the woman from the man's rib, for him to have companionship. And that's why, you know, that's what it is. Every human wants companions. Now, you know,
that's
what
right.
type of companion they want is, you know, on them, and what they're willing to accept is on them. But, you know, you need that a long time, because you need to gather your thoughts. You need to be happy with who you are. You need to enjoy yourself. You can take, you know, I go to the movies by myself. I go, you know, do whatever I want to do. But if I want to do it, I'm going to go do it, whether it's with people or without anyone else but myself, because you have to be happy with yourself. I'll go to dinner by myself. And people are like, well, yeah, I'm taking my own self on a date. You got to do what makes you happy, because you know what? When you're happy, everybody else around you is going to be happy. Either they're going to be happy,
you know,
or they're going to move away.
You know what? You said something right there. I like what you said about date yourself. Now I'm not, you know, I mean, some people being nasty. I already got to Texas. You know, what else you can do by yourself? I mean, listen, whatever you do on your own, your own privacy is on you. You want 50 shades of gray or 100 shades of black or blue or whatever the hell you want to do, it's on you, you nasty behinds called sending me these. Y'all shout out the boy. Somebody
because
said 50 shades.
They just want to know if they're the only one doing it by themselves. That's all that is.
Yeah, they're freaks. But that's another show. We're gonna talk about bondage on another show. But that's a whole another thing. You know, it's just gonna be another show. But you know, it's dating yourself. I thought that was really key what you just said about dating yourself. You gotta know yourself. You gotta date yourself. And what I mean by that, and I'm gonna say from a man's perspective, and I hope that you can add it from a woman's perspective. And remember, these are our opinions. You know, not saying you're all gonna agree with them. Maybe to each his own. If the shoe fits, wear them. If you date yourself, and when you date yourself, you're doing things to yourself, because it allows you to think. It allows you to put yourself in your a personal zone. It allows you to see the world a little more bigger, because sometimes you see other relationships. You see how the world is going. Like, I like to go on hikes by myself. I'll go hiking in a minute by myself. And you know what? But when I'm thinking I'm alone, I'm not always alone. Now, I may get a little biblical right here.
That's right.
When I'm thinking I'm alone, I'm with I have God with me.
Yeah, why
now,
with that?
Right? Yeah, exactly. So God said, you know what, I need you to be alone so I can talk to you.
Exactly.
Now, I saved that part for the tail end of this show because God wants us to be alone at times so he can talk to us. He's going to take you away from certain things so he can reach into your ear.
Yeah.
To you, touch
exactly.
you. Now, you don't got to be a Christian to believe in what I'm saying, and that's fine. Muslims, no matter. Even if you have a certain, you don't have a so-called faith, but you have a sense of what they call spirituality or a certain aura of positive energy. Anybody, also Buddhism, you have a lot of people that may not have those type of faith, beliefs, but they do believe in aura. And if you ask them the same question, if they're alone, that energy, they need that energy, a peace. It's called a peace or some type of tranquil peace they need within themselves. But I'm going to tell you here and now, these people, it's something that's talking to them. It's something that's talking to them. You may not believe in faith, but there's a higher being talking to them. So it's important to take the time to spend time alone with yourself and allow whether it's God, whether it's spirituality, the positive aura, to talk to you. Because when you just kind of meditate or you just be to yourself, you close your eyes, you know, God, you know, for me personally, God, I need you to help me through some things here. I need you to find peace in my soul. I need you to have someone in my life that's going to love me the way I can love them back. You know, I need support, make me strong enough to help be stronger for my family, so forth and so on. So it's okay to be alone to become stronger. Because if you don't have that alone time, you can't be stronger for those that God wants you to be with. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm going to church on you. I apologize.
No.
That's how it is usually. And those, you know, I got a bunch of amens hit come lighting up my Twitter account. You gotta let God sometimes talk to you, and he's gonna take you away from certain things. It just because, you know, like, oh God, oh no, I lost the relationship, or I lost this, or I lost my job, or my family's not calling me. He's taking you away from certain things because he's talking to you. He needs to talk to you one-on-one. When you think you're alone, you're not alone. But, you know, that's just me going that way. That's how I deal with this alone.
Sometimes he's removing you from these things in order to take you somewhere better. He's either opening up more doors for you, or, you know, he's creating something, you know, for you. But he needs to get your attention for you to talk to him and realize that you still have your faith in him. So, that, like, you are so absolutely right what you say. You know, you have to have that alone time with God, that one time you have to meditate. And meditate, I recently started meditating a few months ago, and it's wonderful. And you just be like, what? You know, you be walking up and smiling and all happy, like, you know, and people be looking at you, and you have end up with joy. You have joy in your life. And that's what the bottom line is. You want to have peace and joy. And you don't want those people
that's
in your
right.
life who are not meant to be in your life. So,
that's
you
right.
know, if you be moving,
that's
if
right.
your relationship break up, then maybe that's God telling you that you need to move on.
That's right. Well said. Well said.
Hang on. Like right now, I'm.
That's
I
right.
Let
don't
go,
hang
let
on.
Let God. Let go. Let God.
That's it. I like that. Let go and let God. I like that. I might have to put that on my social media account. Let go, let God. You know, I like that. We're gonna post that one. But no, you're absolutely correct. Whether you're doing prayer, meditation, or reflecting, take the time to be alone. Take the time to say, you know what, God, you're remarkable. Or whatever you're doing, take time to know you. Embrace who you are. Look at yourself. Say, I'm beautiful. You look in the mirror, say, I'm beautiful. I'm made in a special way. But, oh, my God, I didn't realize the time already. Listen, Sharice, here's what we're going to do. We come to the tail end of the show, and this is what I do to tell in the show. We're going to talk about the closing remarks. Now, I'm going to let ladies go first as we head to the end of the show. Do you have any closing remarks on this topic?
Do I?
Yeah.
My closing remarks would be that just ladies, men, whoever, just keep God first. Don't be anxious for anything. Do everything by prayer. And just, like I said, let go and let God. And you will find peace in your life. You will find peace, joy, and happiness. And those who come into your life will also either find peace, joy, and happiness, or they're just going to keep it moving because they're not going to be able to intake what you're giving. You want those who come into your life to be in the same realm as you are. So, yeah, just keep God first. That's it.
Well said. Awesome. Well, like those who are listening to the show, I got a lot of great show, got a lot of great comments. You got a couple of good girls from North Connecticut and Atlanta, Teresa. Kudos to you, sweetie. You know, those people giving you shout out.
Thank you.
My closing remarks to this is pretty, it's not simple because, you know, it's, my closing remarks is more of a personal assessment, a personal feeling, personal reflection. You, when you're alone with yourself, I don't want to get too deep with this, but I've been in a dark place before. I've been in a dark place, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm very transparent as I get older. I've been in a dark place, but it took me to go into a dark place to kind of see things on more of a brighter side. What I mean by that, I had to kind of see people for what it was. I don't know if it was God showing me things in love and everything like that. He had to kind of take me to through certain things in order for me to grow. So he said, look, you know, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this from you. So my close remarks is, when you're going through something in life, when you think things is going against you, when things just don't seem just not right, because it can't get no worse. You're going through it for a reason. And you can't see success without failure. And what I mean by that, in order for you to become stronger for a relationship or an individual, a person you're trying to meet or be in a relationship with, whether they're going to respect you or not, you have to love yourself. It starts with you. It starts with you. It can't be nobody else to tell you how to do it. There's no book that can tell you. There's no other seminars can tell you. You have to look into yourself, whether it's faith, whether it's spirituality, whether it's motivation. You got to find it. Listen, I'm going to be the best person who I am. I'm going to be comfortable for who I am. And you got to be what you're comfortable about. Don't be something that what somebody else wants you to be or they think you can be. Dress the way you feel comfortable. You know, be who you are. Don't feel you have to lower your standards to appease somebody else. And you said it earlier in the show, Sharice, about losing yourself for somebody else. And I'm talking about whether it's job, whether it's family, whether it's loved ones, whether it's just trying to meet the Joneses, however you want to say it. Be who you are. And when you find who you are and you have that peace, and like you said, and when you're walking around, you just happy. People are like, yo, what's wrong? People trying to figure out what's wrong with you. They're like, that person's a nut job. No, I'm at peace. So when people ask me now what's going on with you, Naz, I'd be like, you know what? I'm at peace, brother. Sometimes I have my days, but you know what? I'm at peace. I'm at peace with who I am. It doesn't matter whether you're in a relationship. It doesn't matter what situation you're in. You have to have peace with yourself. You can't love nobody else until you love yourself first. And that's my comment. That's it. That's what I can say. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, I am very honored and happy that you tuned into the show. I want to give a shout out once again to Atlanta for chiming in on the show. Lady J, home down in New Orleans. She's doing her thing out there. She's doing her thing. Texas chimed in. California, I got Texas. So we appreciate the show. And of course, thank you to the lovely Miss Sharice for calling in and being part of the show. I really appreciate you. Oh, Canada, Ontario, Canada just chimed in. That next time, next week, 7 o'clock, be on the show. Sharice, you're more than welcome to come on the show and be part of the dialogue with me and Lady J. It's always an adult conversation we have, and people will enjoy it, trust me. So, listen, congrats. You know, listen, thank you, everybody. Sharice, I'm going to call you behind the scenes. Thank you, okay. My dear.
All right.
Good night to everyone for me.
Good night, everyone.
Awesome. Once again, welcome to the show, everybody. The Relations Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. Shadow.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful.